Welcome back, in everyone, to a fabulous new Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper. We have a great show in store for you today and a full house joining us to talk about this wonderful new production. Today we have the playwright, director, and producer Julia Genoveva, the actor and co-producer Gus Ferrari, and the actors Alexis Tandit and Mary Sheridan. They are all joining us to talk to us about their new work, Elaine, which is playing August 22nd through the 24th at the Producers Club, the Royal Theater. And you can get your tickets and more information by visiting juliagenoveva.com. This is a wonderful show that we had these fabulous artists reach out to us about. And we are so excited not only to learn more about it, but to be sharing it with you. So let's not waste any more time. Let's jump right in and welcome in our guests, Julia, Gus, Alexis, Mary. Welcome all of you into Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper.
Thank you so much for having us. We're so happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm so thrilled all of you are here. I'm so excited to learn more about this show. The poster art that you sent over to me, Julia, I was like, okay, like, let's go. It's totally reading like spooky season in the best way. And let's be real, the 4th of July is over. We are officially in Halloween season. If Christmas can start in July. Julia, as the playwright, why don't you start by telling us a little bit about what Elaine is about?
Yes, and first I want to give credit for our amazing flyer to Gus Ferrari. He's the graphic designer for that, so I just want to put that in there. Elaine. So Elaine is a play that there is multiple things going on. So the main story about Elaine is about the character Elaine that's played by Alexis Tandit. Her life has been a lot of downs, really, like all her life. She's been down, 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 down. She has struggled with substance abuse all of her life. And she's kind of a drifter. She bounces around. She was in Florida, but, you know, she was kicked out, no job, unemployed, and now she's in New York, where their daughter, her strange daughter, they haven't talked in about 15 years, but she's not there to see her daughter. She really has a bad episode with substance abuse, alcohol. So kind of fate puts her and her daughter and her daughter's husband, Charles, which is played by Paul Fragoveri, he couldn't be here with us today. And so kind of destiny brings them together, but they're not ready at all to reunite. The play Elaine actually has been a play that I've been writing for 12 years. So it started first as 15 pages, then 25, and now it's a full-length version. And in this full-length version, I'm also bringing a new character, which is played by Gus Ferrari, Ricardo. So he is your blonde, you know, straight shooter, New Yorker who tells it like it is. He's a landlord super who gives Elaine a place to crash. Well, she's in New York, but of course, Elaine burns that bridge too. So, yeah, so Elaine is here. She's in New York. She meets up with Vivian and things do not go well at all. And the meeting happens because of Vivian's husband, Charles, who really wants them to heal past wounds and become a family. But again, it's just like a horrific meeting. It never should have happened. And then years pass, you know, time passes and something happens, which I cannot say because it would be like a huge spoiler. And then kind of things get flipped around. In a way, the silver lining to this is that it is a wake-up call for Elaine, which is played by Alexis Tandit. You know, it really gives her a wake-up call to finally make a positive change in her life. So that is kind of like, in a nutshell, what we're going to see in my play, Elaine, with this amazing, brilliant actors, which I'm so proud of them.
Wow, what a story. Whoa.
Thank you.
So I'm curious to know, what inspired you to pen this piece?
So there's a couple of things. It is inspired a little bit from my own personal life, someone in my family who struggles with substance abuse. So it's kind of like that side of it. But also I'm inspired by, I guess sometimes, you know, people struggle a lot. And then other people, you kind of like count that person out, like, oh, they're a loser, they're a failure, you know, they're never going to amount to anything. But it's like, in a way, you shouldn't do that because you never know. They may rise up. They may make a change. So in a way, this play is also about like the underdog, cheering for the underdog, you know, like not to lose hope, like no matter how bad it gets. You know, it may not be tomorrow, but it could be 2, 3, 4 years from now, things can look up. So that's kind of like the message in the play.
I love that. That is such a fantastic inspiration. And of course, like you said, it's an underdog story. Who doesn't love an underdog, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Gus, let me come to you now. Not only are you an actor in the show, but you're also the co-producer of the piece. How did you come upon this work?
Well, we've been, Julie and I met a while ago, then became a couple. And then, you know, I was, you know, she needed help with things. And she's like, well, you know, you know, let's make you a artistic manager of Genoveva. So I'm like, you know, outside, I write, but when she's writing and directing, I'm kind of keeping an eye on everything else, doing like behind the scenes stage director or kind of overseeing everything. And so it's fun because it's a, you know, a lot of the little detail parts, which is what I'm good at, basically, and not so much the big picture. That's Julia's thing. And so I'm in charge of the posters and the programs and some of the blocking and some of the stage design and things like that. And I love it. It's really fun without the responsibility of having to be called the director, which always gets, you know, the blame or, you know, the credit if the show is, you know, is a success or not.
I love that. Alexis, let me come up to you. As Julia had mentioned, you're playing the title role of Elaine. So what has it been like developing this piece and this character?
Well, that's a great question. First of all, I want to thank Julia and Gus for having faith in me. This has been a wonder for me personally, because I too had a family member who's deceased now who suffered from actually alcohol addiction, but, you know, before I was born kind of thing. So that person was such an inspiration to my life. That really changed things for me of how I look at substances and things like that. I'm like a person who doesn't drink or do any of that because of that. And it's better for me, you know. And I want to thank Mary because she plays my daughter, and it's been a wonderful journey. So it's been great because I've grown as an actress, and now, you know, I take classes, and it's just opened up. It's like going back to my first love, which is performing. I was a dancer for many years. At the same time, going to school, became a teacher, then assistant principal, and retired last year. So it's like going back to my first love, which is performing. And nothing better than playing a role that is such a heart-wrenching, but at the same time, inspirational. I mean, how she changes by the end. And this has been a journey. We did it as a short play last year, and now it's a full-length play. And it's just so many changes and levels and layers to Elaine. And now it's like to see the changes, and I'm very excited to see how the audience takes to this new development for those that have seen it before and those that haven't, to see the journey that Elaine has been on and my own journey of growing as an actress. So thank you.
That is so wonderful. So wonderful. The fourth voice here in our quorum, if you will, is the wonderful actress Mary Sheridan. You're playing the role of Vivian in this play. Can you tell us about what it's been like developing the show as well, getting it up on its feet as we barrel into the performances that are just over a month away at the time of this recording, I should say?
Yeah, I mean, Vivian is a wonderful character. She's like really complicated. She has a lot of layers. I feel like she's real close to me. She and I have a lot in common. I really enjoy playing her. And one thing I really love about this production is the mother-daughter relationship, because it's such a complicated relationship. And I don't see that a lot, where I feel like often mother-daughter relationships are over-sentimental, made over-sentimental, Whereas here, it's pretty harsh, and I appreciate that because I think it needs there needs to be that realistic portrayal put out there more often, where, you know, frankly, women are just as complicated and dynamic and confused as men. And the last thing I wanted to say about working with Julia and Gus and Alexis on Elaine is I just love that Julia just makes things happen. I feel like the best artists are the ones who aren't just waiting for someone to give them a chance, but they just create their own opportunities. And that has been like really rewarding and inspiring to be around.
That is such a fantastic answer. Some wonderful ideas in there. Julia, I want to come back to you because we've already mentioned you're the playwright. We've also mentioned you're the co-producer, but you're also the director of the piece. So I'm curious to know, is there a message or a thought you hope that the audience takes away from Elaine?
I do. There is one more additional seed I would like to plant, and that's if people believe in this. I do in a way about, you know, fate and destiny. And I'm going to use the example of like the meeting between Elaine and Vivian. Like, this was a chance for them to kind of create a new narrative in their mother and daughter relationship. So, and that chance was like the only chance. So because that was missed, everything got messed up, you know, I'll put it that way. So my message is like, you know, sometimes fate or destiny or an opportunity gives you this chance, and if you don't take it in that moment, it, you know, it kind of slips through your fingers and things become kind of chaotic. So yeah, my message is, you know, just take the lead, take the opportunity, because this may be the only time that you have it. So yeah.
I love that. Alexis, I want to ask you that same question as the title character of the show. Is there a message or a thought that you hope audiences carry away with them?
Never to lose hope. No matter what you're going through in life, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. It takes strength within yourself. You can't blame others. And you have to keep pushing forward, because there will be angels around you that will help you on your journey if you're open to it.
I love that. That is beautiful. Gus, I'm going to start my final question for this first part with you. Because again, we've mentioned you're not only an actor in the show, but you're also the co-producer of the piece.
Right.
Who do you hope have access to this production?
Easy. Everybody. I hope everybody comes to see it. It is a really good piece. And I say that honestly, you know, I'm not just saying this because it's Julia. I'm probably, like Ricardo tells it like it is, I'm probably Julia's harshest critic. And I'm really proud of this piece. And yeah, so I hope that the word gets out and people give it a shot and they come see it. And they take, I mean, theater is like that. You know, you take whatever you're going to take out of the piece. You know, for me, you know, more than a message, there is a message of hope, obviously. But to me, there's like a message there that life is random, you know, and you can't take anything for granted. And so that's what I see in the piece, Elaine, like a lot of, you know, that the visual on the on the poster is not, you know, it's kind of represents this kind of a literal and a cultural crash. Like Elaine is a train wreck of a human being. And yet, you know, she comes back, but a lot of bad things have to happen, which, you know, she never expected them to happen in order for her to get her, you know, stuff together. So I hope people with my perspective come to see it as well. You know, everybody, please come check it out.
That is a fabulous answer. I love that. Bringing us home on this first part, Mary, I want to ask you that same question. You know, who are you hoping has access to your upcoming production of Elaine?
Yeah, everybody. I mean, if I need to get specific, I would say, you know, I know a lot of people who have kind of stopped going to the theater since the pandemic. So I think that this piece is worthy of their coming back. And, you know, specifically, I think it's good for all genders, but women to see, and all ages, but like definitely bring in the young people and get them in the habit of going to the theater.
Second part of our interview, we love giving our listeners a chance to get to know our guests a little bit better. Pick your brains. And I would love to start with our regular first question, which is, what or who inspires you? What playwrights, composers, or shows have inspired you in the past or are just some of your favorites? And Alexis, could I start first with you on that, please?
Sure. Oh, wow. So luckily, I had a mother who actually was a showgirl, came to New York with Gene Kelly, the infamous Gene Kelly. He picked her out of the high school in Pennsylvania. It's like one of those great stories. And she did that when she first came to New York. So she inspired me by giving me that love of the theater. And we would go a couple times a year, you know, and I remember we went to the Rockettes and she asked me, do you want to be a Rockette? Because I was dancing. And I said, if you want me to. She said, no, it's if you want to. And I never forgot that. It was about what was important to me. And so some of the great performers, of course, Ginger Rogers. And now I love Lady Gaga. And I think she's a real performer in every sense of the word. There are just so many that are on Broadway. And, you know, I tried to get to musicals as much as I can. I was able to choreograph a couple of musicals. Yeah, you know, The Wiz and Victor Victorian, Once Upon a Mattress. So that was very challenging. And also, I really realized how much I prefer to perform as opposed to do anything else after that those experiences. It was like frustrating for me. I really wanted to be on that stage with the performers. That's my journey.
That's amazing. What a great, great inspirations there. Mary, how about you? What or who inspires you?
Yes, well, I have a personal answer as well. My aunt, Roseanne Sheridan, she came to New York from Montana and was an actress, and she still lives here in the West Village. And my whole life, I kind of idolized her, and she kind of set the roadmap for me. So we came to visit when I was 12, and I was like, yes, this is where I need to live. And I am eternally grateful to her because she kind of showed me the way, and I always wanted to do what she wanted to do and what she was doing, and now I'm doing it. And then I would say, like, in terms of people who are on Broadway, my personal favorites that I look up to are Sutton Foster, I think can do no wrong, and Audra McDonald, I think is just, you know, astonishing, and I so love her singing voice and everything else, but I think she has the best voice.
That is a fabulous list. I'm fawning over that. I completely agree. Gus, what about you? Tell us your inspirations.
Oh, well, like Mary and Alexis, my parents had nothing to do with this. They're like, hey, get a real job, you know? But anyway, yeah, so I really started in, I've always been drawn to the arts. So I started really in music. I used to play with bands, sing with bands. I got a small one-song contract one time that went, you know, the way of the dodo. But so when that, my music career didn't work out, I'm like, I have to stay doing something artistic. I cannot go sell insurance or something. And one day I see an ad in the paper says they're looking for what they used to be called extras, which is now called background. So I'm like, okay, cool. I'll try this out. It'd be like, I'll get a meal and a couple of bucks. And, you know, in doing it over time, I started meeting real actors that do this, you know, and they got the bug in me. And they're like, well, why don't you, you know, like to get some acting classes, like, you know. And honestly, before this, I had maybe been to a theater like twice in my life as a school trip or something. And then, but when I started learning about theater and actually getting on stage and performing, it really totally took over my life. And to the point where, like, I love film, but the experience of doing live theater, obviously, it's such an awesome, like adrenaline rush in such a process that I picked that over film, even though it's not really a competition. As far as inspiration, I always admired realistic or naturalistic acting. So Robert De Niro, people like that, you know, were kind of like the people that I look up to. But again, to me, they were like movie stars and I'm just like this guy. You know, I never put this together with acting and theater and so forth. So yeah, that's my story.
I adore that answer. That is fantastic. So fun there. Julia, I'm going to come to you now and ask your inspirations, you know, what motivates you? What inspires you?
So I have a couple of things, actually. Well, first of all, I think like my personality and my work ethic, I really do get that from my mother. I learned a lot from her. You know, growing up, I'm from Ecuador. So I came here when I was a kid and she had to work really hard to give like my brother and I a lot of opportunities. So this kind of like determination and, you know, like go-getter attitude is something that I get from her. But then also as a kid, I didn't really know it till maybe I was in high school or junior high that my grandfather from my mom's side, Sigifredo Salas, he was actually a filmmaker in South America. And he wrote, you know, a writer, director in Peru, like in the late 1930s. So I guess I get it from him, you know, this ability to be an artist and to create. So that's one part of it. And then as far as I think now, so when I started writing, I was really into films by Pedro Almodóvar, who's a filmmaker from Spain. And his movies are all about like family dynamics, human relationships between parents and you know, and their kids and coming together and things that happen, you know, where they don't see each other from years. So all the kind of like human drama and suspense, I was very inspired by that. And I am also a big thriller and noir buff. So I love Alfred Hitchcock and, you know, a lot of the black and white movies from the 40s and 50s. So all of that kind of gives me a lot of inspiration. And I have to say one actor that I really, really, really love, and I fell in love with her acting. I think the show is How to Get Away with Murder, Viola Davis. She cannot do no wrong. I binge watched that show so much. Her acting is just so raw, so authentic. She's not one of these people that cares like, oh, is my hair right? Is my makeup right? She just like goes for it. And I love actors that are like that. That it's about like substance, what they're feeling, what's going on the inside. And I as well. So I try to do that and I try to incorporate that rawness and that like truth in my writing as well. So I kind of pull a little bit from everywhere, I think.
That is also a fantastic list of inspirations. Well, now we've arrived at my favorite question to ask guests. And that of course is, what is your favorite theater memory?
I have a favorite person, actually. His name is Jack DeVille. That is, he holds a lot of great memories for all of us because through him, like I met Gus. I was able to meet Mary through her husband, Jim Boyette, who's a playwright, and Paul Fregelberry, who plays Charles, who is not here today. So many people I met through Jack DeVille, who was the artistic director of Fact Friends Always Creating Theater, which he co-founded with David Gillam Fuller. You know, sadly, they have both passed. But yeah, I have a lot of great show memories and, you know, rehearsal memories that involves them. So that's kind of like my favorite memory there.
I love it. What a wonderful person to send up. That's great. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll jump in. The most inspiring theater production I ever saw was something called Roseway, because I studied in London at RADA for a summer. And this was a production where they put all the Henry VI plays together and set them in a 1920s butcher shop. And it was just, it was just so weird and like over the top and inspiring and otherworldly. It was like the most transportive theater event I've ever been to.
I love it. We love stories like that. Amen to the testament and the power of theater right there. So that's fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll go next. So this again involves my mom. We would try to see as many shows, but we were poor, so we couldn't afford it even then. So we would do standing room only. And that was fun because we would be in the back. We would still see the show. And then I would say, Mom, there's a seat in the orchestra in the third row, blah, blah, blah. And as soon as intermission, we would rate them because I would watch that, you know, like a hawk making sure it was still like empty seats. And then during intermission, we would run and we would get those seats. And we did that a lot. And it was really a great way to see a lot of shows.
Yeah, so on a personal level, I think my most fun theater memory is when someone trusted me with a leading role. Because I never I knew I'll give it a shot. But somebody actually, a director that was not my family or somebody who liked me, say, well, you know, you're the lead. I was like, wow, really? I mean, like, I'm the lead of a play? I did it. You know, I felt like I had a ride. I probably destroyed the role. I don't know, because it was like I was very inexperienced. But you know, like to me, it was an amazing. I still remember that day.
Those are amazing memories. Amazing. Thank you all so much for sharing those with us. Well, as we wrap things up, I would love to know: do any of you have any other projects or productions coming on the pipeline we might be able to plug for you?
Well, for Genevieve Productions, there are two things coming up that are in the works. The first is with Gus Ferrari, actually, and a very talented actress as well, Candace Brown, A Red Umbrella in the Crystal White Snow, which I mentioned Jack the Veil before. That was a play that him and I were working on, you know, in the last couple of years before he passed. So that's a beautiful story. It's coming in November, I think, probably mid-November and the beginning of November. So we're kind of, after Elaine, we'll be diving into that project, which I am, you know, really looking forward to directing and producing. And then later, in the winter, Gus and I are going to be working on the Genoveva Theater Showcase. So now we're kind of opening the doors for other playwrights. And we are going to be producing a showcase of probably 6 to 7 plays. And the plays will probably have to be like 10 and 15 minutes. So that'll be later this year that we'll be doing that, because Gus and I and me, I'm all about, you know, collaboration and, you know, sharing the stage, sharing the spotlight with other artists. So I can't wait to do that. That's going to be so much fun.
That is amazing.
Thank you.
I'll add one thing. I work with a theater artist named Michael Higgins a lot, and it looks like his show, it's a verse show based on the like bad movie that everyone loves called The Room. And it looks like we'll be doing that at Under St. Mark's once a month, TBD.
It's fantastic. Yes.
Very nice. So I'm going to be reprising my monologue that's called I Ate the Divorce Papers. And it's a comedic monologue. And I actually eat the divorce papers with ketchup, these edible paper. So I've done it and I got good reviews. So I'm doing that again.
Fantastic. Gus, anything? Right.
Yeah. So in addition to the, you know, what Julia mentioned, I'm really excited, by the way, about performing Red Umbrella in the Bright White Snow. Extra points if you can just remembering the title. It's like, you know, in addition to all the lines, is a feat. So, and I, because Jack, you know, DeVille was a very good friend and a really sweet guy, and we miss him. And it's his, you know, he gave us his blessing. He trusted us with this play before he passed. But also, I'm looking forward to the release of a short film that we just wrapped called Knockout, where I play a kind of like a sleazy trainer that convinces a kid that doesn't have a shot at winning the title into fighting. And so I want to see what happens with that. I don't know when it's coming out. It's going to be presented to different festivals early next year.
That is amazing as well. You all have some great things coming on the pipeline that we need to keep tabs on. And that is a fabulous lead-in to my final question, which is, if our listeners would like more information about Elaine or about any of you, maybe they'd like to reach out to you, how can they do so?
Well, for me, it would be, you know, my website, www.juliageneviva.com. That's where I post everything that, you know, we have coming up. I'm also on Instagram at Julia, and then kind of Genoveva at you know, shorter Genie, G-E-N-I-E, so at Julia Genoveva. You know, you can follow me on Instagram. I'm always there posting things.
I also have a website. It's very simple. It's marysheridan.net.
I have an email, lexitan@aol.com.
And I stay off the grid, basically. So I just have an email address, gusferrariart@yahoo.com. And if you see me on stage and you love my performance, contact Julia and she'll get you in touch with me.
Amazing. Well, Julia, Gus, Alexis, and Mary, thank you all so, so much for taking the time to speak with me. This has been a blast. I'm so excited for the show. This is incredible. So congratulations in advance. This is a fabulous show. And thank you all so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. This was so much fun.
Thank you so much.
Very fun. Thank you. Lots of fun.
My guests today have been the amazing creators, actors, producers, just fantastic artists, all behind this great new production, Elaine. Julia Genoveva, Gus Ferrari, Alexis Tanda, and Mary Sheridan. They are, as I mentioned, part of the production Elaine, which is playing August 22nd through the 24th at the Producers Club, the Royal Theater. And you can get your tickets and more information by visiting juliageneveva.com. We also have some contact information for our guests, which we'll be posting on our episode description, as well as on our social media posts. But head on over to juliageneveva.com, get your tickets while you can for this fabulous new work, Elaine, playing August 22nd through the 24th. So until next time, I'm Andrew Cortez, reminding you to
turn off your cell phone,
unwrap your candies,
and keep talking about the theater.
Stage Whisper.
Thank you.
If you like what you hear, please leave a 5-star review, like, and subscribe.
You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Stage Whisper Pod.
And feel free to reach out to us with your comments and personal stories at stagewhisperpod@gmail.com.
And be sure to check out our website for all things Stage Whisper and theater. You'll be able to find merchandise, tours, tickets, and more. Simply visit stagewhisperpod.com. Our theme song is Maniac by Jazzar. Other music on this episode provided by Jazzar and Billy Murray. You can also become a patron of our show by logging on to patreon.com/stagewhisperpod. There you will find all the information about our backstage pass as well as our tip jar. Thank you so much for your generosity. We could not do this show without you.